Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap this Sunday, September 28th, 2025. We have an array of significant stories today, starting with Australia's economy. Michelle Bullock, Governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, turned some heads when she outlined the nation's remarkable resilience in the face of global challenges. Australia's robust financial footing, underscored by a strong labor market and slowing inflation, offers a note of optimism. The Reserve Bank reduced the cash rate to 3.6% this year, with hopes of spurring consumer spending and maintaining our economic health. Despite some uncertainty due to fluctuations in China's economy and a bump in inflation this past July, our jobless rate remains a modest 4.2%. The latter part of next year could also see further cuts if circumstances warrant it, as the RBA plans to conduct a policy review this month. Inflation, meanwhile, saw a surge in August to a year high of 3%. The rise was driven chiefly by an uptick in the services sector prices. Such developments caused a bit of surprise in the market, leading to a stronger Australian dollar and an impact on bond futures. Major financial institutions are now revising their forecasts, with the likelihood of a November rate cut dropping to a 50%. This serves as a reminder for borrowers and investors to keep an eye on economic and monetary developments. Moving on to the banking sector, the Australia and New Zealand Banking Group, or ANZ, faces a record fine of $240 million. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission slapped the fine for severe regulatory violations, not least of which was charging fees to deceased customers. This is a landmark penalty for the financial sector, further pushing the urgent need for compliance. ANZ CEO Nuno Matos responded by laying down a remediation strategy worth $150 million. The bank has also proposed 3,500 job cuts, which sparked legal action from the finance sector union. Finally, on the international front, Harley-Davidson is contemplating a sale of a stake in its financing unit. The potential $5 billion deal, involving players like Pacific Investment Management Co. and KKR & Co., comes in the wake of declining sales and impacts from tariffs. Talks are in progress, and no official statements have been released yet. This move could change financing options for Australian riders, and it certainly underscores the significance of financial trends in major motorcycle manufacturing sectors. That concludes our roundup for today. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more updates and insights. Keep up with us for daily doses of sound financial knowledge, news, and advice. I'm Paige Estrotori, and until next time, stay invested.